This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Many neighborhoods are still closed to evacuees, and some are closed to other visitors after Thursday's Marshall Fire. Boulder County Sheriff Joe Pelley says barricades and patrols are set up to keep out what he called scavengers.
People looking for metal. You know, all the plastic gets burned off the copper wire, that kind of thing. So that's what we've experienced in the past. We haven't experienced actual looting in Boulder County. And we're patrolling the heck out of everything we have closed, just to make sure people's belongings are safe.
Pelley says residents returning to their homes in the burn zone should expect to provide proper identification. A 24-year-old man is under arrest for allegedly threatening firefighters with a gun while they were working to contain the fire. Police say Stephen Roach was armed with a semi-automatic rifle when he confronted firefighters and refused to evacuate. Roach eventually left, but was contacted by Louisville police afterwards. He faces charges including menacing, obstructing a firefighter, and criminal trespass. The state's insurance exchange says it hopes more Coloradans will sign up for health insurance for 2022 before the January deadline. But Monica Caballeros with Connect for Health says a recent survey found many are confused about where to enroll.
A lot of people said, I don't know where to go to get health insurance.
She says they can sign up at connectforhealth.com and that there are certified brokers who can help. You're listening to CPR News. Denver is at 45 degrees and mostly cloudy. Tonight, it'll go down to 28 degrees. Also, lots of clouds.